Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of those things, a couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Randy Montez McMichael as Randy, and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning after a very, very busy weekend, first college and NFL weekend of the fall. Hopefully everybody enjoyed it as much as they possibly could. Probably not quite as enjoyable as we wanted it to be. But anyway, good morning to you, Randy. How are
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. It was a great, fun weekend full of ball, good games, bad games. You know, as far as the weather was beautiful perfect. This weekend. Awesome. Sit outside and just enjoy it because you're running out of these perfect weekends. Mm-hmm. It's coming sooner rather than later when you know that when you start seeing them. I always look across at my neighbor's yard. I got the big, big, beautiful tree in the front yard. When I start seeing them leaves hit the front yard, you know it's about almost, you know, you're running out of good weekends to enjoy yourself, cook out and all those things. But, yeah, man, it was a busy weekend. Still got one more football game as far as the Monday night game tonight. And then you move on as far as to the next week. And then it's before you know it, it's damn December. And because we know there's nothing that goes faster than a football season.
No, nothing does. I mean,
nothing goes faster.
And again, we talked a little bit about that last week. Embrace it. You're in it. It's fun. It's more fun when your team plays better.
Yeah, it is.
Week one.
It is.
And they sure didn't.
No.
I mean, again, there's really nothing to be gained by going back and saying I told you so or anything like that, because I don't know that anybody told you so that it was going to look quite like that. But when we broke it down last week, there's a number of things that when you look at it, it's like, well, the Steelers can do this.
Yes.
And they did.
Yep.
I mean, those guys on defense have the ability to make your offense look awful.
Yep.
And that's what they did all day yesterday.
Well, I think
they also did a pretty good job with the conservative game plan. You knew they were going to do that once you knew Justin Fields was the quarterback.
Yes.
They didn't turn the ball over. They ran it. They controlled the clock in the second half. They won the turnover battle. Like all the ingredients that it takes to win a game like that. Now, it sucks to lose a game where the team you played didn't score a touchdown.
A touchdown.
And there's a million different ways we're going to break it down, and we will, but like, it's not the most surprising thing in the world that T.J. Watt ruined your Sunday.
No, it's not. And I think those were all the things we talked about. You know, as long as they don't turn the ball over, they're going to try to get big plays to George Pickens. They're going to run the football. And as long as they don't turn the ball over, they're going to be in the game. They're going to keep the game where the Steelers want to keep the game. And I thought, you know, when you look at from a whole as the defense for the Falcons, they played well enough for them to win this football game.
They did.
I thought that, you know, the pressure wasn't there where you wanted it to. But I know like a lot of that had to do with Justin Fields' ability to escape and things like that. But when they needed that sack, they went and got it. Mac Judon, he got as the game went on, you saw him getting more and more like himself.
Grady had an awesome day.
Grady was just Grady.
Yep.
Relentless pursuit and arriving with bad damn intentions. I had so much fun with it because he had them little ass shoulder pads on. Thought he had Young Wei Koo shoulder pads on. But, I mean, he was playing. He played like Grady always plays. I thought, you know, offensively – I thought Zach Robinson had a bad game.
I do too.
I think
it was very predictable.
I think it was a predictable, but was it predictable because of the situation your quarterback? Kirk Cousins is not right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we could talk about preseason. Maybe this is why he didn't play, because he needed that extra whatever to get right to play in a game.
Right. And that's the best explanation that I can come up with. Because he doesn't look – I mean, you don't go from the shotgun or the pistol 90% of the plays.
He's never been a pistol quarterback.
Never. He's taken 10 pistol snaps in his career before yesterday when he took more than that.
Yes.
And then obviously they're in the shotgun. They also ran the ball zero times out of the shotgun.
Yes.
They ran the ball 85% of the time when they're in the pistol. So that's basically just telegraphing to a defense that's already very good exactly what you're going to do. And you add to that the fact that you got a guy playing right tackle who can't do it by himself
and
against a guy like that.
And that's another thing, Andy. And that's why I said Zach had a bad game. And because sometimes, and I believe this, you gotta sacrifice getting five out to protect. Mm-hmm. And Charlie Warner should have been in the game on the right hip, helping it being a late leak.
Yeah, but
what he should have been.
This is something that you and I talked about all week last week, was whoever's going to be out there next to McGarry, whether you're going to have a running back on that side or you're going to have the tight end on that side all game, whatever it is, you have to help it.
Yep.
And the thing about it is you go back and look, because the Rams played the Steelers last year, and that's exactly what they did on T.J. Watt. They had a helper over there every single play. He didn't do anything.
Nope.
He didn't do anything.
Nope.
You shut him down as much as you can in a game. And then in this one, they're like, you know what?
Let Caleb go for it. The thing about it was when Charlie was there, Charlie did it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Kyle didn't do it right. Kyle, you cannot... The one thing, because I did this a lot of times in my career, so I know what the hell I'm talking about when you're talking about chip blocking or whatever on one of those passes. You either knock him on the tackle or you make him restart. You don't push him to the edge. You don't do that. And Kyle kept doing it over and over and over. So now you know this, Zach. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. All right, because that
you got those other two tight ends that are specifically
that
there to block.
Specifically do that. Yeah. Don't let him do it anymore. I know you want to have your 11 personnel and all that other crap. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. All right. But my takeaway from the game, Kirk Cousins does not look right. And it's one of those things where I thought about it, Andy, after the game. And I was like, damn. And I just remember when, you know, we talked about Achilles and everything. We talked about you're always good the year afterwards. You know what I mean? It ain't been a year.
Hasn't been a year.
And so this is something that he's working through or something like that. Because what we talk about, we're all seeing this for the first time.
Right.
And what I saw for the first time is that you got a quarterback that's going to be working through whatever he's working through. Because there was no threat of the deep ball. Pittsburgh just sat on everything. And then you let their crowd get in the game and you got to go silent count at home. And then
it's pretty embarrassing.
You don't switch up. You got to go double Bob something, because you let TJ sit over there and time out the snap. You didn't give McGarry a chance anyway.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to switch things up for him. But the biggest thing is, why was there not a consistent help over there?
I don't know. Especially when it became evident,
he can't move. They know where he's going
to
be
at. You shouldn't have needed any evidence in the game yesterday to know that T.J. Watt could do that. We've seen him do it before. Or to know that Caleb maybe isn't the best with quick edge rushers or guys that have a bag that can sort of get by him. We've seen this. There's now years of evidence to see that. So I don't know why you would go into the game without that knowledge. But as it became evident as the game went on, surprising to me that they didn't. I know they did a little bit to try to help him here and there, but like you got to dedicate a guy to have over there and take this dude out of the game.
Yes.
But you're right. I mean, Kirk Cousins clearly looks like he's still recovering from that injury, and is frustrated because we didn't get a chance. I mean, obviously, we're out there at practice. Yeah. We're watching, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. He's not going full speed. He's not running away from guys that can actually tackle him.
Even if he's healthy, he's not going to run away from them. But at the same time, like everything, you running the ball to the left. Understand what you're trying to do. You're letting T.J. Watt run it down because you know what? There's no threat of Kirk bootlegging.
No.
There's no threat of nothing, and maybe that's because of the health and all those different things, whatever, whatever. But it was just a predictable game plan, and the Falcons receivers didn't get open. They didn't get open because there was no threat because there was no time. The first interception, it wasn't McGarrett. It was damn Lindstrom that got blown up. Mm-hmm. Pressure inside, terrible throw by Kurt, you know, because when there's a play called the protection, as a protector, you have, like, this internal clock. It's like, okay, well, we know on this snap right here, it's more of a three-step drop. It's coming out fast. On that first interception, that ball's supposed to come out. He went 1, 2, 3. You got to go to the back and just take what deal with. You can't come back and pump it. And he did that a lot yesterday, burping the baby. Mm-hmm. Can't do that, especially if you're throwing back over the middle. So I thought just overall the offense for the Falcons stunk yesterday all around. Tyler Ajayi only got three carries. He's having 7 yards of damn carry.
Yeah.
Give him some more carries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just thought this overall, it just stunk offensively. And I'll just start with the guy who calls the plays. But is it because he's hampered with a quarterback who really can't do much? Like, that's what I said. I was like, damn, Kurt in the pistol the whole game?
The whole game.
Kurt's never been in the pistol.
Yeah.
Kurt's a better quarterback than he played yesterday. I do believe that.
Oh,
I definitely believe that.
Without
question, he's better than that.
And that's one of the 10 worst statistical games he's had in his career.
Yeah, but
he's certainly better than that when healthy.
Yes.
Right?
But he's not.
When healthy is a big part of it.
I'm not saying,
and again, I understand all the frustration about not playing these guys in preseason and all that. That might be why they didn't play him in preseason.
Because
they don't want to telegraph the rest of the league this guy can't move.
I don't know no facts.
Although it doesn't take long to figure out that he can't move.
What did we see in the first drive? I tweeted out, Kurt's rusty. But then I kept looking. It's like, oh, yeah, maybe that's why they didn't play him. We can talk about the preseason. The preseason wasn't going to prevent what happened yesterday.
No.
If he's not right,
it's just going to make it worse.
He needed that time.
But at the same time, if he's not right, then like how close to right does he need to be for that to be
and
the
we
answer?
We could be absolutely wrong when it was just Pittsburgh just got after him.
Maybe.
But this is something that is going to have to he's going to have to work through it. Now they're going to play a team.
They didn't feel comfortable lining him up under center.
No,
there's a reason.
That's
for
what
that.
He does.
There's
he's a play action pass quarterback from up under center. That's what he does. That's what he's cutting folks' ass up.
There was zero play action yesterday.
None.
I mean,
that's what he does.
If you can't run play action with Kirk Cousins, you're not going to win a lot of games.
That's because that's what he does. Yeah. This dude gets out play action back foot.
Yep.
Bam.
Yep.
There was no threat from any of all these weapons or any. There was nothing. Now, you saw a little bit of that right before the touchdown. He got in a little rhythm and everything.
Yeah, that drive was
and they
pretty
were protecting
good.
Him.
Other than that.
You know, other than that, it was just, I don't know. It just, it don't look right to me. And that's, like I said, we all said this on Friday. This is going to be all of our first time seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. And what I saw did not match up to what the practice looked like. Because it's practice. And only thing I thought about was we mentioned it up while we were up there. Damn, she'll throw a lot of picks in practice.
There was a few picks. And that last pick that he threw on that, you know, that drive when they were down 5 points in the fourth quarter, saw a couple picks like that in training camp. It was like, oh, that was late. That was bad.
Yes.
Like, what was that? You know, the pocket was collapsing, all that kind of stuff. But we saw it.
Yep.
And we talked about it, obviously. And again, didn't know, you know, what translates to what and all that. That's what's so hard about not actually playing real football. Mm-hmm. Then they have those, you know, the joint practices, whatever. We don't get to see that stuff.
Right.
There's no video of that. You don't get to watch that. They're out there doing the, you know, when they're doing the drills in Flowery Branch, that's all scripted and whatever. And they can't touch the quarterback.
Right. It wasn't scripted yesterday.
Nah. Well,
it kind of was, because we kind of knew that one guy that wears number 90.
Yeah, that kind of fit the script a little
bit. He's a one-man hell-raising
crew. Highsmith's not too bad either.
No, he was not. He made a great play.
Not
too bad
either.
But it was so close down in the red zone. 41. That was a hell of a play, because Bijan walking in the end zone.
Oh, I know. What a tackle. Those damn Steelers tackle, man.
Dude, just a great play.
I know.
This is a great play, man. Yeah.
Very frustrating. Very frustrating way to start the season. We haven't even gotten into the little sprinkle of storylines with Justin Fields and Arthur Smith. Oh, he got a game ball.
Oh, yeah, he got a game ball.
He got a game
ball. Everybody wanted to be all smart. Well, Boswell gets the game ball. Duh. That's not what we were talking about.
Yeah, yeah, no. Arthur Smith's the offensive coordinator of the team that won the game.
Yes.
Gets a game ball.
Yes.
Came in here.
Yes.
To this house.
Yes.
They got fired from.
Yes.
Very frustrating way to start the season. We'll let you hear from some of the guys. Raheem Morris, Kirk Cousins, other folks after the game yesterday. What's trending coming up next to kick off the show? Thanks for being with us here on a Monday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Well, Kurt. He's know he's has to play hard. We know he's has to play better. There's no doubt about that. And I look forward to him doing that. He's played in the league for a long time. And I look forward to him bouncing back from a rough game and a rough outing. I'm not overly concerned with that.
That's Raheem after the game yesterday. Obviously saying what you would expect him to say. Kirk Cousins not going to play like that again. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Because you're not going to win a lot of games with that type of performance, not just from your quarterback who turned the ball over a couple times, but from your offensive line who allowed him to be under duress the entire game. He also can't move, so if he's under duress, he's not going to be able to get out of there.
You know what, Andy? He could never move, but that's just different.
He never moved,
but it just looked different yesterday.
Yeah, it's just like pocket mobility. Yeah. He just didn't have the ability to navigate the pocket.
Or step in the throw, and a lot of that was the pressure.
Again, you had T.J. Watt in your face from jump, like almost every single play, especially in the second half.
Yeah.
Like that guy... He even said it. They had it on the broadcast. Like, apparently he saw something on tape leading into the game that was a golden nugget for him as far as getting off the snap.
And you saw what it was. Like,
God the refs were bad, because that was a strip sack.
Yeah.
He wasn't offsides.
They weren't changing it up. Like, it was, okay, Kurt raises the heel. Dahlman looks down. 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, snap. No.
Bobs his head.
You got to do the double. You got to keep him, like, at least, like,
You got to get him off balance a little bit.
Because
you're not going to send someone over there to help. You have to at least change the snap count slightly. So, yeah, no. We'll just do neither.
Yeah.
And just let him tee off on Kirk Cousins, who also looks a little bit hobbled. So, yeah.
The three turnovers, you're not going to win a lot of games in the NFL, especially if the other team doesn't turn the ball over. But, I mean, you look at it. Kurt is, whoever the tight end, Kurt is telling you to stop. Stop your motion. But yet, here your casual asses run behind the center. Ball snaps off of you. Bam. There's a fumble.
There it is.
And you know what? He timed the snap count so good that couldn't nobody get the fumble but him.
Now, that's preseason stuff. That stuff that if these guys played together in the preseason, you might not see.
Right.
Now, Caleb McGarry, there's no amount of preseason games
in
the world that could allow Caleb McGarry to block T.J. Watt on an island on the outside. We just know that about him.
Right.
I'm surprised they don't know that about him. Steelers certainly knew that about him, and they probably couldn't believe they kept allowing that. Like, really? They're just going to, all right.
But you know where
let's leave him over here.
I know me and Abe had this conversation. I know we've had this conversation. Why do we keep hearing that they have a top five offensive line?
I don't know.
Because they're all back together?
I'm not sure.
Like, I keep hearing about this great offensive line. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
But
it's not great. I mean, they paid them all.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I mean,
I know.
It's all right.
Every time that came up leading into the season, I was like, maybe. Like, they're pretty good at run blocking when they can get that going. Like, if they can get going downhill, then they're pretty good at run blocking.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that at all last year, and certainly they didn't really get much of that going yesterday either. I mean, I thought the first 15 looked pretty good from Zach Robinson. Like, the opening drive looked pretty solid. Obviously, the drive where they ended up scoring the touchdown. Nice to see Kyle Pitts catch a touchdown.
Yeah,
boy, was he wide open.
He was wide open. But
outside of the first drive and that drive, it was
bad.
Struggle bus.
It was bad. We talked about on Friday, tempo, they had none.
None.
None. And the thing with tempo is you got to run plays to get it. And they weren't able to do it. They weren't able to sustain these drives. I mean, they ran the ball okay. You know, Bijan was fine. You know, he still had a couple instances where he had to make some dudes miss before he got going. Yeah, but I just love watching that dude run the football. It's so damn smooth.
Nice.
It's just so smooth how he runs it. Love watching him play.
He's so fast.
You know, Drake London was a non-factor.
Yep.
Darnell Mooney had one catch. It was a non-factor. Ray-Ray McCloud saved maybe the third interception.
That could have been a third interception.
Because pressure. He got his arm hit.
Was it T.J. Watt again?
Probably.
We'll just assume it was.
Yeah, got his hand hit. Ball
fluttering.
Flies
there's
up.
Five Steelers around. Ray-Ray goes up and makes
the play. Thank
goodness.
Because that was an interception. Mika was right there.
He was right there.
But amongst the offensive line play, the play calling, and your quarterback, you can't win.
No. That's three strikes.
Yeah. And so now you got time or whatever you got to do. You got to go up to Philly. We know it's going to be hostile. It's going to be Monday night. Now, the thing about Philly, they don't got a what?
No.
They got a lot of good players.
They do. They got good guys
on the
D-line.
They got good guys. But they don't got him.
Jalen Carter on the inside.
But they don't got him.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
And so
– not many teams do.
Not many teams do. And so I'm anxious to see how they switch it up. But, yeah, my biggest thing, I was, like, really surprised. Like, damn, he's in a pistol again. Kurt ain't no pistol quarterback. Kurt ain't never been no pistol quarterback.
Yeah.
Kurt ain't – and I kept thinking, I was like, damn, did they run up play action yet? And I kept thinking, and then you said that – I didn't know. I couldn't remember.
There may be a stat that shows that they ran a couple of them, but I didn't see.
Yeah.
And it's
zero.
Hard.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Zero,
like,
play action?
Like,
okay.
Well, everybody runs a play action, at least one in one game. They got to be the only team that didn't run a play action pass. They were? Goodness gracious.
Okay. So there's a reason.
There has to be a reason.
Right? Like, that's not just being too cute as an offensive play
caller.
I wouldn't think.
Dude. I don't know, Andy. All I know is this. I've been in this situation. I told you, when we got Culpepper, and then we came off the knee injury.
Yeah.
And all offseason, everything was cool. He was still rehabbing. We were going through OTAs. We went through training camp. Everything was fine. We were having a good time. And then we get to the season.
Yep.
And it was just, it wasn't right. And everybody saw it. I don't know what him, something happened with him and Nick. So I don't know what happened with that. But then the following year, after that, he came back. He's with Oakland. And came back, toe ass up, and ran the game-winning touchdown against us. And then pointed to his knee, said, I'm all right. So, you know what I'm saying? So,
did he hit that guy? One of those?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know he hit with the roll on. And then he pointed to the knee, like, I'm good. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it ain't been a year with this Achilles.
That's right. And again, that's why when we lead into the game on Friday, so much of the conversation is like, like without knowing, without having seen any of it, you got to sort of take them for their word. But also you have to remember what they say only matters so much.
Yes.
Because what they say to you is always going to be the right thing leading into the season.
Correct.
Now you've seen 60 minutes of football. What you see on the field matters. I don't even know if there's a comparison. It matters 50-1 compared to what they actually say. Because all offseason, it was always on track. He looks good. He's running. He's
Andy, remember maybe a couple weeks in the training camp where he kind of said he wasn't all the way healthy? Remember he said something similar? Because no, it was Kurt. You know, Kurt always spilling the gummy bears.
Yeah, it's true.
And he kind of said he wasn't all the way ready. Uh-huh. I think this is why they didn't play in the preseason.
Has to be.
It's like, okay, we got, what, 3.5 more weeks to try to get him ready for week one.
Still don't understand why you don't play Penix.
Let's not put him out there. Now, I don't understand
that.
That's neither here nor there. But that's what I'm saying. Is that the reason? Now, no, league-wide, nobody plays in the preseason.
And league-wide, you were giving me the stat before the game.
Yeah, I saw the stat this morning. Let me find it real quick. Because it's talking about touchdown passes in the first game.
In week one. Yeah.
And so far, not including tonight's game, it was 33. 33 touchdowns were thrown yesterday. All right. Now, going back to last year, 2023, when a lot of them didn't play then, it was 37. Now, going back maybe 4 years ago when guys did play a little bit, it was up to 60.
So we're about half as many touchdown passes.
And a lot of that has to do with no preseason. Because coaches would rather you play in these games instead of doing something in the preseason.
They'd rather you play and play rusty and maybe even bad in week one than play in preseason and get hurt. Which I understand, but that's also not the only two options, right? Like, you can play in preseason, not get hurt, work with your team, and then come out week one and not look like this. Because there were teams that went out yesterday and looked pretty good offensively, like functioning offense.
Yeah, Saints, but who they're playing.
Well, you got to take into account who they were playing. Yeah. But there's a number of offenses that went out there and looked. Now, there was also a lot of offenses
that looked bad.
That looked awful yesterday. And I don't know, it was cold comfort. Not going to make Falcons fans feel any better. You don't care about that.
Nope.
But there was even like highly paid franchise quarterbacks that went out there and played like absolute dog blank yesterday. Yeah. But problem is, one of your guys did too.
Yes.
And big part of why you lost the game yesterday is because of that.
Yeah.
Why is Russell Wilson in full uniform?
Now, I said something to you when I turned the mic off.
Yes.
All right? Because I can't say it. I can only say what I said to you about that on our Off the Cuff podcast.
Dang it.
That is the lamest.
He was inactive, right?
Yes, he was inactive. He wasn't even the emergency quarterback.
Wasn't the emergency quarterback.
That was the lamest. And I do mean the lamest blank I've ever seen. I'm looking at him like, does this, you know what, have on his uniform?
And pads.
And pads?
And cleats. And he got taped up, probably.
No!
Didn't he? I think his ankles were taped.
When you, and I praise, and in my all the games I've ever played, I've never been inactive for a game, ever. For your ass, nobody's ever had pads on that was inactive. Okay? I like Russ. You know I do my best.
You tried hard.
For
years.
I tried.
We finally got
you
there.
But between that and this running up and down the damn plane on London.
I know, but you tried. You were like, I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
That is the corniest crap I've ever seen in my life, and he's the only person that I can think of that would do that.
Yep. He's the only guy.
Goodness gracious,
Russ. The only guy. You know what? His team won, though.
Right now, I thought about it for a second. I said, maybe he didn't have time. After the warm-up.
Maybe
he didn't have time to take his stuff off. Okay, you got halftime.
He's like, you know what? I'm already taped up. I'll just stay out here.
They might be a loophole in the rule. I just wanted to show my guys I'm a part of it.
Yeah.
He's the only person.
Only person that would do that.
Only person.
All right. We're going to spend a lot of time in about 10 minutes talking about the college football Saturday because there was some very good games played on Saturday, some really fun stuff. There was also some really bad games played on Saturday, too. And one was very near and dear to my house. We'll talk about how hard that one was to watch with my wife. But we'll hear Kirby talk about... Actually, no, he's not even going to talk about the game they played. They won. They beat the hell out of him. Yeah. It was a running clock in the fourth quarter. Here's Kirby talking about Kentucky.
Been up there that it wasn't just a battle. Like, I can't think of a time I've ever been to that stadium and played in a game that was like, well, that was easy. It's never easy up there. Never. It's never easy on the road in the SEC at all.
Never.
And I don't know if people truly appreciate and respect a win on the road at Kentucky, how hard it is. They're well coached. They're really physical. They do a great job. I mean, they had a really good football team. So we will have our work cut out for us, not to mention 8 straight SEC games, I think it is.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I feel like South Carolina had a pretty easy win over them in Kentucky on Saturday.
How about Saturday? I enjoyed watching Saturday because all the big plays and everything. And so I had
the
big
Georgia
play
game.
That Georgia played and all those different things. South Carolina went in there and just smacked them.
They did.
They smacked them.
Yeah.
They really, really did.
And they needed to after their week one.
Exactly. I was going
to
say this. Because of that, what happened in week one, they needed that one badly. Yeah, it's going to be a tough matchup. It's a night game up there, Lex. I've played in that stadium at night. It's electric. Them dude, and then look who's coming to town. Now, do I think that maybe Kentucky was looking at that, Brock Vandegrift and all those other things? I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
That's an interesting theory.
Sacramento up there smacked.
Yeah, they got smoked.
Yeah.
Vandegrift did not look good.
Didn't. Carson line wasn't good either.
Carson Beck threw 5 touchdowns on Saturday.
Yes.
Saw ETN.
Yes.
For the first time, so that was good.
Nice.
Pretty good player. Yeah, hit 5 rushes for 80
he's
yards.
Nice. He's nice.
Yeah, if he can average 15 yards a carry, he's going to really be something for this Georgia offense.
He's nice.
I mean, other than that, nobody got hurt, right?
I saw a couple dudes just do a little limping, but nobody got hurt.
No big
Boston
Blackman
continues to get better and better.
Yep.
He's going to be, once he, still learning on the job, but I mean.
What's going on with Oscar Delp?
I don't know.
Catch in 2 weeks?
That's puzzling because I look at it. I don't think he's at – he like Lawson can't body like he can.
Yeah.
But Oscar can't do that. So I think –
Who did? Delp did?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Got
he got hurt.
Okay.
He was limping around or whatever. But yeah, it's going to be a fun game. I didn't realize that it was going to be a night game until like this morning. I was like, damn. I wait around all damn day.
Yeah. Well, you could watch the Apple Cup at 3:30.
I'm on it, dog.
Is it still the Apple Cup when it's played on September 14th?
I asked you that last week. I was like, is it still the Apple Cup?
Only on Peacock.
Yeah. Sounds so damn.
Washington State on September 14th. Weirdest thing in the world. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll talk about all the other games that took place on a nice college football Saturday. Some very impressive wins from some top-ranked teams. We'll come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you on a Monday morning. 20 minutes away from getting back into all of the NFL games over the weekend. Obviously, had the kickoff on Thursday night. That was fun. Friday night's game was pretty fun, too.
Yeah,
terrible,
man.
Terrible field conditions. Just awful field conditions.
Because I kept saying, man, go put them 7 studs in.
Yeah, you got to get some longer cleats in.
Because the only thing about it is because it's still a soccer field. And I didn't realize this until somebody said it on the broadcast. It's like you can't make it unslick, you know. And so, yeah, they did. You got to know the surface, and you got to get them changed quick. Because, I mean, I ain't never seen that much slipping on a football field when it wasn't raining.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And looked
it
like fun, though.
And it sucked. Jordan Love, 6 seconds left in the game. 6 seconds left, and then he goes down. And, you know, they said the MCL 3 to 6 weeks and everything. But, yeah, that sucks for him. But, yeah, it looked rusty, like starters didn't play. Jalen Hurts was awful until he wasn't.
Yep.
You know, he
nice little cheat code, just give it to Saquon.
Yeah, and that dude, that one run he had, Andy, when somebody shot him out of a cannon through that one hole.
Oh, man. So fast, and he kind of jumped over the line. But then that catch he made for the third touchdown, about as effective as a dual threat running back as there is.
He's going to be nice.
Really, really good. Really good start. Obviously, we'll get back in everything that happened yesterday with the Falcons as well. We've got more post-game audio after the Falcons drop week one to the Pittsburgh Steelers. 18-10. I just
18-10.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. We said it on Friday. Just don't do the Falcon thing and lose to Arthur Smith.
Don't.
They did.
Yes,
they did exactly what we asked them not to do.
They did. And
I knew there was going to be Steelers fans in there, but I didn't know T.J. Watt was going to be pumping them up and having the Falcons were going to have to go silent.
Wouldn't you be pumped up if your player was kicking their player's ass?
I would too, but I didn't know it was going to be so many in there to be so loud that they have to go silent.
Andy, it was a specific butt kicking.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody in the stadium knew who was going to be kicking the butt.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And he commenced to kicking it.
He kicked it for 60 minutes.
Kicked it.
That's a Defensive Player of the Year performance.
Yes.
Is what that was.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, that's just resume reel right there.
No doubt.
And again, thank goodness, because there was a couple calls that the refs got wrong.
Yes.
Like, I don't know.
I don't think it was
offside. George Pickens was hand fighting. I don't know about offensive pass interference. He was hand fighting.
If you want,
whatever.
Because Moody's first catch, he pushed the hell out of old boy. So
yeah.
I mean, but the thing with it, AJ, it was a perfect throw. And that's the one thing
really
about Justin. Justin can throw that deep ball with the best of them. His biggest issue, turnovers and intermediate short passing game. He don't have no concept for it.
Yeah, no turnovers yesterday.
But no turn. A couple almost happened.
Almost, yeah.
Almost. But, yet, you know, I got to get Justin played really well as far as managing. He ran when he needed to run. Didn't take a lot of risk. That play before the half, I mean, just an unbelievable, just first of all, a hell of a play call by Arthur Smith to have George backside on the in the sprint one way, and George runs the banana route. And, I mean, A.J. didn't drop deep enough because there was nobody in that zone. And, I mean, just a great play.
Yeah, really smart when the play wasn't there to pull it down and get the first down and get a couple extra yards. Yeah, it was a pretty mature performance yesterday from Justin Fields. He outplayed Kirk, that's for sure.
He damn sure did.
And they get the win in part because of it. We'll get back into that in about 15 minutes. Talk a little college football here. First, do want to remind you this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Georgia wins, easy one. Pretty much looked like what you thought it was going to look like. Georgia Tech goes up to Syracuse. We talked about Syracuse.
We talked about Syracuse. That carrier is different, man.
The lights are weird, first of all. You watch a game. And it's like, why does it look? Oh, right, they're in the carrier dome, so everything is just like neon lights. What do they have?
I don't know.
But then, I mean, Kyle McCord was the starting quarterback at Ohio State last year for a reason. Yeah. And he went out there and balled on Saturday. They got a lot of transfers. Obviously, they got the coach that was on Kirby's staff last year. So I don't know that Syracuse is going to be great, but they certainly have some weapons. And yeah, man, I mean, look, still a good start to the season for Tech. You'd take 2-1.
They
through
still
three
had
in,
a chance to win that football game. I thought, you know, Haynes King, he was incredible running the football. I mean, that touchdown, those two touchdown runs, unbelievable. And then for them to get, because the reason I thought they got the special teams turnover. I mean, they did everything to get it within 3 points, perfect drive and all those different things, onside kick. I mean, they fought. And I still think Georgia Tech should have won this game. But I kept saying, going up that carrier, though, it's just a different, and if I'm not mistaken, last time they had a little something going, they went up there and lost.
Yes.
And they kind of snowballed from there. But I don't think Brent Key's going to let it snowball like that. But they should have won. They had opportunities to win this football game. But their coverage in the back end was awful. And I'm talking about, you know, you looking at Kyle McCord, there were guys that were just running open. And he hit them. But there were guys running wide open. And so, but yeah, I mean, I think take a bounce back from this.
I think so too. I understand starting 2-0 with the win in Ireland and all that and the hype, but I don't know. I felt like 2-1 through the first three games was pretty reasonable.
Right.
There's still, you know, there's a lot of winnable games left on the schedule for sure. Texas went into the Big House.
Are we surprised?
No, not at all. Well, no. I thought Michigan would put up a little bit more of a fight than that early, and I thought Texas would lean on them, but they just smacked them.
What did we say, Friday? Who the hell is Michigan's quarterback?
Yeah, they got nothing on offense. Absolutely nothing on offense.
And their defense couldn't do no more, just like freaking Clemson.
I thought their defense would hold up a little bit longer than that, but it didn't.
Texas is a problem, man.
Yeah. They're really good.
Is a problem offensively, defensively. They replaced these receivers, and Quinn Ewers is a bad man when he has time. I love that tight end they got. I mean, we know how good their offensive line. I mean, Texas is legit.
Yeah, they are.
Legit.
They're one of,
yes,
and again, it's very early in the year to say who is and isn't, but there's teams that aren't, for sure.
Yeah, but I wasn't surprised.
Yeah, they're a national championship contender.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised by them going and beating the hell out of it.
Tennessee beat the brakes off NC State as well. That was a neutral site game, right? That one was in Charlotte.
Yeah, the Mayo Bowl.
There was people eating mayonnaise. Yeah, they had Mayo people Bowl eating mayonnaise on TV. Don't do that. It's not good for you. It's bad for your cholesterol.
NC State, we saw the previous week, they struggled Western Carolina. Tennessee.
Yeah, that wasn't just a look-ahead game.
Yeah, it was.
They're just not that good.
Yeah, you look at Tennessee, you know, we know with that offense and with Nico.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. But their defense, they got hell raises over there.
They got,
man,
first rounders on the defensive line.
Yes, man. They got some hell raises over there. Tennessee's going to be a legit contender. Mm-hmm. They are pretty damn good, man.
Yeah, those are both teams, Texas and Tennessee, that I wouldn't be surprised at all to see in the playoff. Nebraska with a nice win over Colorado. Colorado can't protect their quarterback to save his life.
You got
it. Now, he talked about it after the game, and people were mad about it, whatever. He got asked about it, and he was honest.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? He got hit every single play.
No, you're getting your butt kicked. You bring in five new linemen, and they can't block nobody. I mean, this same issue that they had, they got to find a way to run the football. They got to find a way to do something. Linehan, I know, and it's always with these damn high-powered offenses, you want to leave. Keep an extra guy in. You got to do something. You got to do something to protect you. Right now, I saw that the other boy is out. I think he broke his forearm to safety, like he broke his arm or something. But they can't protect him. And you can't protect him. You can't win. And then the thing about it is it was so it was over so fast.
Oh yeah,
it was 29 first quarter. Yeah, it's 20, game over.
Yeah, Raiola looked good.
Yeah, game over.
So he's played two games now and looked pretty good so far. So that'll be fun to watch. Oregon escaped again.
Watch out now,
man. Oregon. I don't
know. Watch out now.
People thought maybe it was early season rust, watch whatever, against Idaho. They were down a touchdown in the fourth quarter against Boise State. Now they came back and got it.
Watch out now.
They came back and won the game. But yeah, man, good.
Watch out now.
Good. Oregon fans are worried.
Watch out now.
They like it.
And damn Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Notre Dame.
And the refs tried to cheat to win that game for Notre Dame, too.
Now, I think they're still in it.
They're giving them I guess. Yeah. I don't know. You don't know. You don't get to go to the college football playoff. You lose to Northern
but
Illinois.
But see, that's what I'm saying. But because of how this structure.
But they don't play anybody else.
I understand that, but I'm just saying it's still Notre Dame. And they might be number 12.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Like, you're right. Like, if they win out and they play better and all that kind of stuff. But there's nothing that I've seen from them that shows me that they will. They have zero passing touchdowns in 2 weeks. One of those games was against Northern Illinois, who's good, I guess. I mean, I don't know. They seemed okay. They hit a couple really big plays, and good for them. Like, they went in there and won that game.
They might be ranked this week.
They're 25th.
Okay,
yeah, they got ranked 25th.
Good for them.
Which is good for them.
Give me but my no, money.
You don't get to lose to Notre Dame. You don't get to lose to Northern Illinois at
home. Tell them to give me my money.
Yeah,
dog. It was because that was you're sitting there watching it and looking at the score like, what's going on up there?
Huh? You thought maybe it'd be like the Penn State game where they just escape then late.
You're like, let me turn to the game. Oh, no, the Illinois is a better football team.
Yeah,
than
Northern Illinois is driving.
Yeah,
down one in the four. All right, all they got to do is get in field goal range, and they did it.
Yeah,
so there you go. Couldn't have happened to a better group of guys.
Yeah.
The Arkansas-Oklahoma State game was really, really fun.
Irritating.
Arkansas loses a game where they had 700 yards of total offense. They'll find a way to lose.
I took Oklahoma State in this game, but I was like, oh, my God. Arkansas is like, they were not missing offensively. Yeah. And then for them to come back and just trick it off the way they did, I thought the young kid from Boise State, the quarterback for Arkansas, looked really good in that offense. Mm-hmm. That's 2 weeks ago. I got a chance to listen to because I was out running around before noon, and I heard Chris Goforth and them talking about this game. Chris Goforth and Fricky talking about this game specifically and the Petrino effect on this offense.
Yeah, it's real already.
It's real.
Yeah,
it's a real dude. The dude, he is lower than well, you know what? But the dude can call an offense, and so. Is that something where Mike Pittman can stay around? Because they're not giving him the job.
They already gave him the job.
No. They're not giving him the head coaching job.
Oh, that job.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
No.
If you.
No, they will hire the guy who makes the scout team cards. Let him be the interim head coach.
But my question is just why? If you can bring him back to be the offensive coordinator, then why can't you let him be the interim head coach?
He made a fool of them. But himself.
He did, absolutely. Himself. To the point where I'm surprised they ever brought him back on campus in the first place.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm not going to be shocked if by Halloween Bobby Petrino's on the sideline calling plays for offense and defense.
I'll tell you what, though. It's a damn shame what happened on the plane down there.
What happened? Oh, yeah.
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 Damn shame that happened. Oh, Auburn is
I think.
Well, how did Auburn go? He was him. That's who he is. That's him.
Yeah. Maybe Cal's good. Maybe Cal's really good. ACC, you know?
I mean, they came all, they came all from Berkeley.
It's a long way to go.
Down to the plane and back.
They did.
And damn,
Auburn only scored 14 points. My wife's an Appalachian State fan.
Yeah, I was trying to wait till the music
came on. People
probably
know that.
Yeah.
Clemson, I guess, was mad about what happened against Georgia.
Yeah.
They had something to prove. And App State, on the first two plays, tackles for loss on Clemson. It's like, all right, here we go.
Here we go, baby.
Here we go, App State defense. Play 3, 76-yard touchdown. And then it was just bang, bang, bang. That game was 42-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
What? Damn. All right.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good. I mean, but there were some good games. You know,
there was other games that were good, but that one wasn't one of them. That one wasn't one of them.
It was
Washington
not.
Won.
That's the most important thing.
2-0, baby.
Watch a lot of that. Where you go? Are y'all ranked?
No. You don't get ranked for beating Eastern Michigan, but Apple Cup this weekend.
Apple Cup, baby.
Apple Cup. Apples haven't even been picked yet. All the apples are still on the trees.
So they got to go buy them.
Yeah, we got to store-bought apples.
Store-bought apples.
For the Apple Cup.
Yeah,
it's weird. College football's weird. Still fun, though. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle times two. We'll do an NFL No Huddle at noon and an NFL No Huddle at 12:20. Talk about all the games over the weekend, including the incredibly disappointing Atlanta Falcons, to start the 12 o'clock hour right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show.
show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.